The Alzheimer's Association says new breakthroughs are being made every year, but without more money, 14 million people around the country will come down with the disease, more than 160,000 of them in Wisconsin. The federal government contributes $650 million a year to Alzheimer's research. The Alzheimer's Association eventually wants $1 billion a year. Legislation right now calls for only a fraction of that increase. Rich Langan is an Alzheimer's advocate from Green Bay. He says $1 billion spent on research now will save the nation's healthcare system even more money in the future.
Our federal government just sent $150 billion to Africa to battle AIDS. All we want is $1 billion. We need that money, and we need it now, because if we don't find a cure for Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's alone will literally bankrupt healthcare in America in the coming decades.
That claim is based on a worst-case scenario estimate putting future health care costs related to Alzheimer's at $385 billion a year. Some are putting Northern Wisconsin U.S. Representative Dave Obey on the spot for a recent vote against a block of funding for the National Institutes for Health, including money for Alzheimer's research. Obey's office says he voted against the bill because a committee he's on rejected his attempts to amend the bill to add more money. Langan says Obey has been a friend to Alzheimer's advocates, playing a key role in boosting research money in recent years. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.